Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, as the new government is tasked with getting tough on crime to build what it calls stronger and safer communities, addressing prison overcrowding and the construction of a new super prison in Dublin are among the items in its plans. But so too are prison alternatives, like more community-based sanctions to help reduce the number of people going to prison for short periods of time. Drive Time's John Cook has been finding out about a project run by the probation service in Limerick called PALS.
I received a 4-year suspended sentence for a crime that I committed in an off-licence. It's the stupid thing I did.
I meet Gary, busy at work with a circular saw in a warehouse on Limerick's Dock Road.
What did you do?
I tried to hold it up, to be honest. You know?
Tried to hold up someone at the counter?
Yes.
With a weapon?
Demand money, yes.
What did you have?
A knife, yes. So...
Did you hurt anybody?
I didn't hurt anybody, but... I was disgraced, filled with myself after it. All drug-fueled and drink-fueled.
Gary was given a 4-year suspended sentence in the circuit court and came to the PALS wood manufacturing and training facility through the probation and linkage service in Limerick, where Michael Geeran is general manager.
One of the things about people who are referred to PALS is there is an understanding that those people are coming here with a view to moving away from the life that they had when they were engaged in crime. And we do everything we can to facilitate those people in terms of upskilling and improving their employability to begin with. But we also have a very robust key working and case management system where we help them to deal with other issues that they may have contributed to their involvement in crime, such as substance misuse, homelessness, or maybe coming from a disadvantaged area of the city.
I had a bad gambling problem and a drink issue, yes.
Gary grew up in Limerick's St Mary's Park in a good family, he told me, but found himself in trouble with the law in his teenage years.
I have been in prison before, yes.
Various crimes?
Various crimes, yes. Mm-hmm. Prison these days, I assume, from what I've been hearing from young lads that's gone in and out, is a lot different to when I had been there. The drugs wasn't as heavy. You had a bit of hash in the prison, a few tablets. No, I believe it's a different story altogether. As in now, I couldn't see myself doing a day in prison, to be honest. I'd be afraid of my life. And that's why I've turned my life around for the better.
I think the idea of probation being a soft option or an easy option is actually erroneous.
Margaret Griffin is regional manager for the probation service in the South West, covering Limerick, Clare, Cork and Kerry.
You know, what we're asking... you know, people on probation to do is change huge aspects of their lives, you know, to change maybe their relationship with drink and drugs, to change their relationship with their peer group, to change how they spend their time. You know, it's
and for some of those, prison may not be the place for them.
Absolutely. We need to create opportunities for them, and we need to create, you know, hope and something that they can aspire to, you know, that their lives will be better when they've moved away from offending and achieving some of the very personal and very real goals that they have for themselves and for their families.
The probation and linkage service in Limerick began in 2009 when few opportunities existed for many in the city, according to Raimi O'Halloran of Speedline Engineering in Moy Ross, a community representative on the board of PALS.
Oh yeah, well, it was desperate at that time. We were in the middle of a feud. There was no employment. And I noticed that even trying to send fellas from one side of the city to the other, like it was, you wouldn't get a guy from South Hill going up to work in Moyross, or Moyross working in St Mary's Parish. There was a whole division. But when I was a kid, there was no division. And even when we got this place here, this is down the Docklands, it was because of that. It was to get a neutral territory. Now, that's hard to believe at the moment, but that was the way it was. And now I can honestly say, if you went out there onto the floor, there's guys from all the different areas. That would have been impossible. And I'm not saying it's completely fixed, but it's definitely underway. When they finish here, they talk to one another again, It's not a division anymore.
Like, PALS provides occupational therapy. You know, there, it's some place where the lads can go every day to occupy their time. And that's a huge piece for somebody who isn't in employment and is, you know, isn't kind of gainfully occupied every day. It's also a community. So, you know, the lads come in here. People are glad to see them. They're welcome here. And they feel a sense of community and a sense of obligation to the project. And then they have, you know, the opportunity to upskill. Some of them have gone on to employment. Some of them have gone on to further education. But we need to create more of those pathways for them.
Coming to work every morning is a dream come true. It's a dream come true for me. To get up in the morning, to know you have a job, you come in here, socialise with all different characters, get on well with them. It's just brilliant. You can see it in all the lads that come here. Because if they want to go back to crime, they're not going to come here, you know. If they have an interest, which they all do, and going forward, as we mentioned earlier on, lads did go on from here to jobs successfully.
Gary now works full time at the PALS workshop and mentors other young offenders trying to move away from criminal activity. PALS board member Raimi O'Halloran wants to see more pathways like this in the community and connections with those in business so that everyone in Limerick can benefit from recent jobs growth.
You told me you're the only industry in Moy Ross. You'd like that to change. Well, what'll change it so businesses have to reach out to more people like this?
Everyone that I have ever met are all looking for jobs for their kids. And I think it would be very, very simple to say, yeah, let's put an industry in there. Where we put a factory in there. Mm-hmm. And then the guys that we have here go straight into the factory. Mm-hmm. Every one of them want to work. And I have seen devastation in the different areas. And I'm saying to myself, like, what in the name of Christ? You know, I can start blaming everybody. But unless I say, hey, what can I do? If we don't include people in our economy, they're going to create their own.
You said you felt disgraced when you look back at the things you tried to do when, and you could have gone down that road to continue a life of crime. Does this feel like another chance?
Yes, I feel when I got that 4-year suspended sentence, that was my chance to take. If not, if I got that 4-year in custody, it could have been a whole different ballgame for me.
Uh-huh. And how's life now?
Brilliant, brilliant. Can't complain. I'm just working for a week's wages and that's it.
And that's Gary at the PALS project in Limerick, ending that report from John Cook.